On June 21st, the Park City School Board approved the 2018-19 budget by a vote of 4-1, with board member Petra Butler dissenting. In the most recent July 3rd meeting, all five school board members voted in favor of passing the $78 million budget for next year, along with the 2018 revised budget and a $5.6 million tax increase. The tax increase is not final until the Truth in Taxation meeting scheduled for 6 p.m. on August 14th. According to Business Administrator Todd Hauber, another tax increase of similar size is expected for next year. Butler explained her reasons for changing her vote from the June 21st meeting.
I just want to make it very clear as to why I didn't vote with the budget at our last meeting on the 21st. I want people in the community to understand that I didn't have questions with regard to the positions themselves. My questions surrounded the onboarding of all of these employees, as well as the timeline for that to take place. So I just want to make sure we're all clear on that. I'm going to ratify this because as a board, we have made the decision that this is what we're going to do in moving forward. And I support the decisions that are made by this board.
Beverly Harrison was the only person who gave input to the school board during the July 3rd meeting. She asked the board to be more proactive in their communication and that, in particular, she was concerned and confused about the decision to provide housing as part of the new superintendent's compensation package. School Board President Andrew Kaplan says it's a shared community interest to have a superintendent live within the district, and he says other districts have bought homes for their employees and the property would remain as an asset on the school district's balance sheet. Harrison says she understands that the new superintendent is coming from Greenwich, Connecticut, which is an expensive place to live.
But what kind of precedent is that setting? And I really thought I heard Leslie interviewing a person from the school who said if the woman doesn't take advantage of this housing incentive, that those monies, I lost it then. It was like the monies, we'd buy a house anyway, and then in the future, a superintendent might opt to live in it. I don't know.
We're not purchasing a home and giving it to someone.
Right.
We're
about that. The district will own this home.
Yes, the district.
This is like, this is radical in my mind.
Kaplan says they have set aside $1 million in the capital budget to purchase a home for the incoming superintendent with the intention for it to be used for future employees. He says it's potentially a good investment for the district in the long term. Harrison says the board's decision needs further communication to the public because the overall compensation package, including the housing benefit, is confusing to the public. Kaplan says KPCW's reporting is the cause of Harrison's confusion, specifically stating the station uses shock value and clickbait when reporting on school board decisions.
So that's $1 million. Uh-huh. And her salary, the salary.
So the salary is 235. Okay. I think she was 185, 187, something like that. So it represents a 25% increase to what she was making. It's not, you know, on a headline basis, you know, for KPCW's shock value and clickbait, it's a big number, and they love to put the all in, you know, including our URS retirement benefits and our generous healthcare package and all of that to try to shock people and get them upset. When actually we're really talking about a 20-25% increase.
But it is shocking. It is shocking for a community member, for us in the community, to hear housing allowance for a superintendent that you said is happening. It's new.
It's
unheard of in terms of general public ed.
Yeah, it's definitely new.
And I know there's been really strong negative reaction to spending, you know, 1.3 million, you know, on salary and compensation.
School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber says the base salary and benefits package for the new superintendent represents a 24.5% increase over Superintendent Conley, who departed the district in June to run the 60,000-student Mesa, Arizona Unified School District. Hauber doesn't know what the annual taxable benefit for Superintendent Gilday would be until they purchase a property.
Yeah, that'll be a tricky one too, even because I don't have enough details either, because we don't have a house for a residence and even figure out a value to start imputing what that might represent. Probably at the end of the day, I'll end up having to use something like an IRS guideline. as a taxable fringe benefit. So at that point, when we get that far along, I'll have a number.
Harrison asked the board to continue to provide the details whenever they have the opportunity. Kaplan says he has an ongoing issue with the way KPCW reports on school board decisions.
Well, whenever we talk on the radio, we got to, I mean, think of me as a sample size of one and all the people that aren't here.
Right.
Yeah. That's an ongoing concern
yeah,
that we have,
right,
is our
totally.
Relationship with the radio
and how that comes out.
So we agree with you. We're not happy with necessarily the reporting and the covers that we get either on radio.
It's
an ongoing
yeah.
issue.
Well,
so,
yeah. Okay.
But thank you so much, Beverly.
Thank you so much.
Board member Ann Peters says they engaged the community in the superintendent selection process, and decisions to provide housing were supported by the selection committee and the consulting firm, which was hired to do the search.
I can hardly fathom it, but still.
Can I say one last thing? I mean, I feel like personally we're embarking on sort of a new chapter in this district, right?
Uh-huh.
So with her leadership, with Dr. Gilday's leadership,
you're ready. We're ready to do some move forward in a really unquestionably
exactly.
positive direction.
Correct. Yes.
You feel like this is going to work for us.
The next school board meeting will be the truth and taxation hearing on the $5.6 million tax increase. It'll be on August 14th at 6 p.m. in the district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.